加油！Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय, जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि वो। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरया नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु दित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तकी। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु टेक्स्ट 53। यथा त्रिवर्गम गुरुभीर आत्मने उपाशिक्षतम् न साधु मेने तच्चिक्षाम् द्वन्द्ववरमोपर्वनिताम् यथा त्रिवर्गं गुरुभिः आत्मने उपाशिक्षतम् न साधु मेने तच्चिक्षम् द्वंदे द्वंद्वरमपवर्तनम् यथा त्रिवर्गम गुरुभिर् आत्मने उपाशिक्षतम् न साधु मेने तच्चिक्षम् द्वंद्वरमपवर्णितम्।
द्वंद्वरमपवर्णितम्
शिक्षितम् न साधु मेने तत्शिक्षम् द्वाद्वारणो वावृतम् आत्मने प्रतिक्षितम् नन्दादामोदरर्तिताम् यथातिवर्गं गुरुभिर् आत्मने उपशिक्षितम् यथाद्विमेने तं शिक्षम् त्वन्तरामो वर्णितम् यथातिवर्गं गुरुभिर् आत्मने उपशिक्षितम् यथात्विमेन शिक्षम् नन्द्वाद्वारोदनर्पितम् यथा त्रिवर्गं गुरुभिः आत्मने उपशिक्षितं न साधु मेने तं शिक्षम् अन्तद्वारं वर्णितम् यथा त्रिवर्गं गुरुभिः उपशिक्षितम् आत्मनेतेन चर्चितम् अन्धरादुपरापितम् वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग यथा एज त्रिवर्गम द थ्री प्रोसेसेस रिलीजन इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट and sense gratification. Gurubhi, by the teachers. Atmane, unto himself. Prahalad Maharaj, upashakshitam, instructed. Na, not. Sadhu, really good. Mene, he considered. Tat Shikshitam, the education in that. Dvanda Arama, by persons taking pleasure in duality, that is in material enmity and friendship. Upavarnitam, which is prescribed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The teachers Sanda and Amarka instructed Prahlad Maharaj in the three kinds of material advancement called religion, economic development and sense gratification. Prahlada, however, being situated above such instructions, did not like them, for such instructions are based on the duality of worldly affairs, which involve one in a materialistic way of life, marked by birth, death, old age, and disease. Purport. The entire world is interested in the materialistic way of life. Indeed, practically 99.9% of the people in the three worlds are uninterested in liberation or spiritual education. Only the devotees of the Lord, headed by such great personalities as Prahlad Maharaj and Narad Muni, are interested in the real education of spiritual life. One cannot understand the principles of religion while staying on the material platform. Therefore, one must follow these great personalities. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.20, Swayambhur Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapilo Munu Prahlada Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakir Vayam. One must follow in the footsteps of such great personalities as Lord Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Kapila, Manu, the Kumaras, Prahlada Maharaj, Bhishma, Janaka, Bali Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami and Yamaraj. Those interested in spiritual life should follow Prahlada Maharaj. In rejecting the education of religion, economic development and sense gratification, one should be interested in spiritual education. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world, following in the footsteps of Prahlada Maharaj, who did not like any of the materialistic education he received from his teachers.
Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatitesha Tarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here. And may I be able to speak something for my own purification on this exalted subject of Srimad Bhagavatam, more specifically about the instructions of Prahlada Maharaj as we are reading here and more elaborately enumerated by Srila Prabhupada. Now, when we want to emphasize something, we end up repeating that. Like for instance, Mahaprabhu says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva, 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 Gatiranyata. That is, in this age of Kali, there is no other option, there is no other option, there is no other option but to take the names of the Lord. I mean, he is repeating to provide emphasis. Similarly, the Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. He says that in two different places, 9.34 as well as 18.65. Now, why does he say that? Because he feels that that instruction is important for us to be able to come back home, back to Godhead, which should be the goal of everyone's life assembled here. Similarly, this subject matter about dharma, artha, kama, moksha, which the teachers of Prahlada Maharaj are giving to Prahlada in the hope that he will be able to imbibe that. But then Prahlada, as we have seen, is situated in a platform which is above that, and he is not interested in that. This very instruction is repeated again by Vritrasura while he was talking to Indra. He was telling him exactly the same thing, that dharma, artha, kama, moksha is not the be all and end all of life. There is something beyond that. So this is again a repetition of that. And we will see as to why this has been found so important to be repeated. We will also see that in this, especially in India, anyone who is steeped in Hinduism, you ask him, what is your goal of life? He will say, moksha milna hai. That is, I want moksha. He thinks only up to that level. So that, this dharma, artha, kama and moksha is a cycle, it's a loop, it's a trap. which we devotees should endeavor not to get into. So we will see as to why Prahlad Maharaj was not interested in this instruction which has been given to him by his teachers. Now before I come on to that, I would like to emphasize two very important points which have been specified in this particular sloka. I found the sloka to be very interesting. One is about this common misunderstanding, that is dharma artha kama moksha, and why we should not get into this trap. And the other one is an instruction by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, saying that we should follow the great personalities in the path which they have been laid down for our benefit, so that we can make progress and we do not have to end up in reinventing the wheel, so to say, doing our own independent research and things like that. We need not, in our tiny brains which we have inherited, we are not capable of doing all of that. So all we need to do is to follow instructions laid down by these great personalities, including Srila Prabhupada. Now we will examine about these four concepts, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They are called purusharth. That is, they normally, by normal people, they are seen as the goal of life. And one follows the other. It's a natural fallout. Dharma. What is dharma? Right from our childhood, when we've been brought up, we've been admitted into the schools, our parents make the decision, yes, you've got to be a doctor, you've got to be an engineer, you've got to be a scientist, you've got to be this, you've got to be a businessman, what have you. Similarly, that thought is sort of emphasized again and again in our upbringing, that yes, this has to be the goal of life. So this will be our dharma. We have to endeavor towards that. Now, as a result of religious behavior, good conduct, etc., when we are doing our dharma, the natural fallout is that we accumulate money, artha. We get money. And we get so engrossed in that endeavor that yes, we want to accumulate more and more money, more and more money. We do not see any goalpost in sight. We say that yes, more and more money to whatever extent we can. So we extend ourselves, overextend ourselves to very great extent. So after a certain point in time, we've got this good bank balance sitting there. Now we are pretty intelligent. We know that this bank balance, we have worked hard for it, and it is sitting there. It's a good comfort. But then what is the use? We need to make use of this bank balance for which we have endeavored so hard, so long. So we scratch our heads and say, okay, we must enjoy ourselves. So the next, after we've got this comfortable bank balance, we start enjoying. By enjoying, what do we mean? We are in India, go to London, New York, Paris, Australia, everywhere, have a good time, build good bungalows, have the swankiest of cars, the latest mobile phones, iPads, iPods, what have you. Yes, the list is endless. Enjoyment. And I'm staying within the periphery of good conduct. I'm not going out of the good conduct by which this bank balance could be used. We do this way. So we start enjoying. So first we have dharma. We want, what is it that we want to do? Then we do that. We get artha. We get a good bank balance and then we say, okay, we must enjoy. Yes, we are an enjoying spree. But then, we are living in this material world where enjoyment also has a certain goalpost. I mean, it's not that we can enjoy forever. We do the same thing, we go to London maybe 4 times, 5 times in our lifetime and then we get bored. Yeah. So what is missing in this enjoyment? What is missing is contentment. We can never be contented. We can enjoy to a certain extent, but we cannot remain contented. Why? Where are we? We are in this place called Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. A wrong address. Bold capital underlined. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, this place is a place of misery and this place is temporary. And we are trying to enjoy. So this enjoyment is like, say we go to a medical shop. Medical shop, what do we find? Medicines, tablets, liquids, medicines. We go to the pharmacist and say, can you give me a 50 gram gold coin? He says, what have you done? Where are you come to? I am selling medicines and you are asking me for a gold coin. Doesn't happen. Similarly, we are doing the same thing here. Starting from myself. We are trying to enjoy and trying to seek contentment. It doesn't happen here. So we get caught up in this rut and a certain point comes that we get fed up. We said, enough. We've had enough. All these material things, because we are not able to get contentment here. So the next realization which comes is, let us chuck up this entire thing of enjoyment, money, bank balance, this, that, etc., and try for moksha. Get rid of all these material entanglements, get out of this material world, try for moksha. And we work towards that. So first you have dharma, then you have artha, then you enjoy kama, then you get fed up, you realize that you cannot achieve contentment in this wrong address. So we say moksha. We get into spiritual pursuits, bhajan, kirtan, etc. So this is what happens to the normal average Indian who is steeped in Hinduism. He strives for moksha. He says, this is it. Now, at this level of moksha, we are on the Brahma-Bhuta platform, 18.54. And we are sort of saying that, yes, we are not into material pursuits. We are seeing a little bit of contentment. We do not hanker after material things. I want. No, that doesn't happen at that platform. Nor do we lament. No lamentation. Why did this happen to me? Or why did this misfortune befell to me? I've been such a good person, totally religious all my life. Why did this happen to me? No. So we are sort of there. At this level, we see that all living entities are more or less equal. We see them on this kind of a platform. Now this is the place where the trap is set by Maya. The impersonalists think that yes, we have achieved life. We have done for this lifetime. You have achieved moksha, we have done. Whereas the personalists, and Prabhupada has been emphasizing this over and over again, ki this is not the be all and end all of everything, but then this gives us the qualification for progressing further. Now this is a fork in the road where we come to. We as impersonalists say that yes, we have achieved life. In fact, we some even go to the extent of saying that I am Bhagavan, you people worship me. Or some go even a step further that you all are also Bhagavan. So this is the trap laid by Maya, that yes, we think we are God, we are worthy of worship, and hence naturally bhakti takes a back seat. Bhakti has no place in this kind of a equation. Or the personalists, they know. And again, it's there in the Bhagavatam 10-32, where Brahma is explaining to the Lord, na anye arvindaksha vimuktamani nastyaye astabhavad avisuddha buddhaye arogya kachrena padam patatata patanti adho anatritam yasmad angriyaha. That platform of Brahma Bhuta is only a springboard. We think we are done for life, we enjoy, we go back to square one. That is where that it is a trap or a cycle. Or we follow the instructions of Brahma, we say yes, okay, we've achieved something, now let us progress further in our devotional service. This is the crucial point which as practicing sadhakas which we should not miss out, that this endeavor of devotional service is never ending, at least till we achieve prema, and that's a goalpost which is a little far away. For the impersonalists, they are done for life, they enjoy, once the credit runs out, they go back to where we started from. As devotees, we have to learn from this instruction from Brahmaji. This purport, again, this 10-32, it's very interesting. Some may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who are not devotees but have accepted different processes for attaining salvation. This is what it is. What happens to them? This is the question which Brahmaji was posed, and he replies, in answer to this question, Lord Brahma and other demigods said, O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest positions, they may think themselves liberated. This is that misconception which he is talking about. Their intelligence is impure. They fall down from that position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. And this is the realization which Prahlad Maharaj has got, by virtue of which he is seemingly not interested in the instruction given by his two teachers. And this is why Prabhupada emphasizes that we should follow in their footsteps. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. This is a laddu which is given by all the acharyas to us, that we follow in the footsteps. We just take that laddu which is sitting on the silver plate, pop it into our mouth. That's it, done. Do what they have done. No questions asked. Our lives can be successful by following those personalities. Now, we will see a little more as to what happens when you do not follow this path laid down by Brahmaji and Prahlad Maharaj. There are persons who advocate accepting any process and who say that whatever process one accepts will lead to the same goal, but that is refuted in this world, where such persons are referred to as Vimukta Manina, signifying that although they think that they have attained the highest perfection, in fact they have not. Nowadays, especially in India, we know these big politicians who aim for the highest chair of the chief minister and the prime minister and president or what have you. They have to undergo a lot of austerities. They have to really work their backsides off to get to that position. And they, once they achieve that seat, they think that yes, they are done. But then we know where they are, because the moment they get down from the chair, you know, when we were small, we used to play this game of Sap Siri, that is snakes and ladders. Numbers are assembled from 1 to 100, and as we throw the dice, we progress. And at 99, there is a snake which will devour us and bring us back to where we started. This is exactly the same situation what normal people would find themselves if they do not agree to this instruction given by Brahmaji. That yes, that is an intermediate platform. It is a passing event. It is not the end of life. And it will come automatically when we proceed on this path of bhakti, that Brahmabhuta platform, from where we have got to endeavor further. And the Shastra says that one achieves the perfection of life by becoming a devotee of Vishnu, but people do not know this. And the classic example is Hiranyakashipu, whose life is what we are reading. In 9.3 in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord re-emphasizes the same point by saying that those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to the birth and death in this material world, and that is where the trap is laid by Maya. Now, we come to this realization that yes, we are on that platform, and that yes, that is not, it is just a springboard, and we got to progress further. We are on that path. How do we go back home, back to Godhead? Which is what Prahlad Maharaj is intending to do. Actually, if you see the study, the scriptures scrutinizingly, the Lord is very kind. He wants us more back in His kingdom. Then unfortunately for people like me, we do not reciprocate with that same fervor. What He does is, in the scriptures, He drops hints at various places how we can come back home, back to Godhead. Very simple processes. If we adopt that, we can go back. For instance, 3.7.14, simply by chanting and hearing of the transcendental name, form, etc. of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one can achieve the cessation of unlimited material condition, miserable condition. Therefore, what to speak of those who have attained attraction for serving the flavor of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord? Unlimited material miseries can be mitigated by simply hearing and chanting. So let us take the name loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is one. He says, one who remembers me at the time of death will come back to me. Again, he drops a hint. He drops one more hint. One who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and disappearance does not take birth again. Again, a hint for us to grab. So the Lord is very kind. He provides us these milestones, these yardsticks by which we can endeavor. Like this, he provides numerous examples. And not only does he provide these milestones, he sends his emissaries like Srila Prabhupada, who have tried their best and given us their best, that yes, we can all go back to Godhead this very lifetime. He says, don't think about next lifetimes, etc. It's going to be horrible. Now, a little bit about this devotional service. Now, that we can understand by a small example. I mean, this constant practice of devotional service, because Maya is very strong. It will trap us at any point, like in that game of snakes and ladders. Even if we go right on the top at the 99th position, the snake is there, it can devour us. Now, it's up to us as to how we structure each of our lives, that we can skip those kind of traps and go forward. You take a ball, a tennis ball, we just drop it like that. There is a force of gravity which acts on the ball. It pulls the ball down. So naturally, the ball falls to the ground. So the gravity is like this force of Maya. We stay still, the gravity will pull us. Now we want to go against gravity. We want to throw the ball against the gravity. What do? We use all our force and we throw it up. Yes, the ball rises. Now for instance, supposing just for those of you who are mathematically inclined, let us take an example. Say the force of gravity is 5 units and we throw the ball with a force of say 8 units. I'm just taking a simple example. So there is an excessive unit of 3 which propels the ball to keep going up. The ball goes up. And at a certain point in time, the momentum by which it goes up, it slackens. And there comes a time when it reaches equilibrium. When the force with which it is going up as well as the force of gravity are the same, that is the Brahma-Bhuta platform. From there is no further momentum left in the ball falls to the ground. That is what happens with our devotional service also. Every day of our life, we have to act against Maya to see that we work out the differentials so that we can see the traps of Maya, but then we don't get into that. So that differential is what will enable us to go forward without going backward. And I would like to end this by saying that yes, Prabhupada has given us this movement and he's telling us emphatically, please follow in the footsteps of these exalted personalities. I mean, you don't have to do anything further. Do what they have told you. Do what your Guru Maharaj instructs you. Your life is done and you go back home, back to Godhead this very lifetime. Now, Prahlad Maharaj was fortunate enough to get the instructions of his Guru right from the time when he was in the womb, and the beauty of it was he absorbed those instructions. as a result of which even at age 5 he was able to discriminate that these two teachers who were trying to brainwash him into saying that dharmartha kama moksha is the end of everything, but then he knows even at that young tender age that yes, this is okay, an intermediate platform, I have to be situated above that. Now what is the fallout of following that? Now we know Hiranyakashipu, he was trying his best for one thing. What is that? Immortality. He was trying his best that he wanted to be immortal. Brahmaji, he went through all that austerities, and eventually when Brahmaji was pleased, he asked Brahmaji that I want this. Brahmaji told him, look, I myself am not immortal, so how can I give you something which I do not possess? Hiranyakashipu wanted to trick Brahmaji. He said, okay, you give me boons. And then he laid down all those equations with which we are all familiar. I will not be killed in the sky, I will not be killed in the land, I will not be killed in daytime, I will not be killed in nighttime, I will not be killed in weapons, this, that, etc. Brahmaji said, Tatastu, he's got everything. The fellow thought, yes, he is immortal, he's sort of clicked all the right equations, is what he was thinking. But then, when he was trying to torture his own son, and the son was absolutely oblivious to whatever the torture was being inflicted on him, Hiranyakashipu in Sloka 47 was saying that this fellow seems to be immortal and I will die. Now just look at this. He was wanting immortality, and as a result of which he went through all those penances and austerity, and he tricked Brahmaji into giving him all those kinds of boon. But then Prahlad Maharaj did what? He just followed his guru Narada's instructions. And it is Prahlad who seemingly coming out as immortal. Hiranyakashipu is mentioning just about 5-6 slokas before this, that this fellow seems to be immortal and I may die. He is coming to that conclusion because Prahlad doesn't seem to be getting affected at all. So this is what is a fallout of following the instructions of the acharyas, that we are given this potency. Yes, 7547. I can see that this boy's strength is unlimited, for he has not feared any of my punishments. He appears immortal. Therefore, because of my enmity towards him, I shall die. Roles reversed. Or maybe this will not take place. A fellow is in a tizzy. So, as I said in the beginning, there are two very important points here. We need to understand that we should not get into this trap of Brahma, Artha, Kama, Moksha and be limited ourselves to the impersonalist way of thinking. But then we have to proceed forward and then follow the instructions of the previous acharyas, Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, etc. Our life is done. This is what Prahlad Maharaj is trying to teach us. Hare Krishna. I can see that the time is over. So if we can, excuse me, we can break here. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraj ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.